Please note that the following program includes adult themes and language. You're listening to the weekly show on Discourse.
Oh yeah, I'm back.
Hey, it's Discourse. You're two sick fuckers from the internet, and I'm Ben Twitter Monster.
The show sucks. And the show. Dylan.
Pardon me.
Have you got a headset, Mike? Can you, like, stick your hand under it next time you're going to do that? I've decided that the show sucks every time that Ben starts it. Welcome back to Discourse. I'm Morgan Nickel, big mouth dickhead from the internet.
I'm Ben Gracewood, super tweet man.
I'm Dylan Reeve, super tweeter man.
Congratulations, boys. We've just been looking at our clout scores on clout.com. That's clout with a K. And I don't actually clout cocks. Yeah, I've got the smallest.
It'd be pretty good if it was actually illustrated like that. I'd quite like that.
Have you not seen ePenis?
Is there a thing? What is it? Does it do Twitter?
Yeah.
Where is it? There's ePenis.com, I'm sure.
It's just the
www.epenis.nl.
It's the ratio of your followers to followers.
Oh, that's weird. Yeah. ePenis.com takes me to Into Championship Associates, a law corporation.
ePenis.nl.
Yeah. 115 centimeters. That'd be painful.
Yeah, that'd suck.
There you go. My ePenis is 115 centimeters.
All right.
Mine is 139 centimeters.
Oh my God, I'm not even going to talk about it. Mine's
139.5. If you want to get into the distance.
Why is my internet cock so small?
How tall are you, Morgan? You're supposed to be about 185.
It's like a quite tall child.
I have a 19-inch e-penis.
So, listeners, you may have noticed that we are a fucking mess. That's because Dylan and I are terribly sick. And Ben is completely shagged. I'm not sure from doing what.
I've been so busy and out late, and that's just fucked. It's good, actually. Life's good, but I'm not sick, thankfully.
Yep. I haven't got a single news story to talk about, but there's a whole lot of other stuff we can talk about.
I've got a news story.
Have you? Well, let's save it before we... Let's talk first about the live show.
Oh.
We did a live show over the weekend at Bar Camp Auckland, Bar Camp number 5. And it was incredibly gracious of Ludwig to allow us to do it. Gave us the biggest room in the whole place, the Panasonic Auditorium at, what's that school?
Botany Down Secondary College.
Botany Down Secondary College, which looks like an amazing school, actually.
Yeah, the common rooms are great.
So we were in this amazing, I mean, it's not a huge auditorium. It's like a basketball court size building. And I think we probably got about 40 people, 30 people, 40 people, something like that.
Yeah, about that.
Which isn't too bad considering that there were other real sessions going on at the same time with things that people were actually interested in, like, you know, what is this business incubator doing right and wrong, and how can we do more, and, you know, let's set up this other conference that everyone's going to go and do. So, I mean, considering we were competing with other people.
And 4:30 in the afternoon on a Saturday as well.
Yeah, last session. And a bit of an unknown quantity, really, especially given that our previous live shows have been a mixed bag of rubbish. Like, you don't know if you're going to pull out a rusty razor blade or a dirty nappy. But it's going to be something awful, but you're not actually going to know what it is until you stick your hand in there.
there's no upside, really, to a mixed bag of rubbish.
And we couldn't
I suppose you could get, you know, a half-used cigarette or a tea bag that still has life in it.
Yeah.
Okay, the rule is don't make Morgan laugh. It causes half an hour of coughing.
Yeah, don't make me laugh. But at least I can move away from the microphone to breathe, unlike Dylan. Who has to just cough directly into his headset.
That was deliberate. That was a fake cough.
Okay. All right. So what were we saying? Oh, yeah. So we did the live show, and the sound quality is really bad.
The soundboard was up on a second story in a little sound and lightning room. So Morgan went up there to plug in our recorder and then made me talk into a microphone, then came down again and said, yep, it's all good. It's all on.
That's not what I said. That's not what I said. What I said was that'll have to do because no one's going to be monitoring it. I didn't say it's all good. I never said it was all good because it was fucked. but who knew it would be that fucked? Wow, it's. I figure we'll just release it anyway. But I thought it was a good idea if we made a real episode this week as well.
Yeah, because we had the mics kept cutting in and out, and it was atrocious.
Microphones we'd never used before. Speaking distances, which are not the same as everything that we're all usually set up for, and
echoey room, all sorts of stuff. Yeah.
Great audience though. We probably needed more time with them to warm them up and get them into it. I thought we had some fun with them, even though I was.
You understand why shows have floor managers and things to get people psyched and things, eh?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I mean, they walked in from doing whatever technical Q&A they'd been doing to us, just talking shit.
And half of them didn't know what we did. No. Didn't know our shtick, which is always embarrassing.
Yeah. Oh, guys. Yeah.
No, your shtick rather. It's your shtick that's embarrassing, Morgan.
Oh, shut up. No, my shtick. I mean, I'm reliably informed that my shtick is big.
My stick is teeny.
So this drank, is the live show. You're saying you're going to release it as is?
Yeah, I think so. But I'm going to do the same words of the week this episode because I love the words so much, even though you've already heard it, Ben. Mm-hmm. So you better get it.
and put a fast forward advisory warning on the live show.
The really heartbreaking part of it is that when the people were talking too far away from the microphone, or what I thought of was too far away, like whenever we spoke to the audience, the audio's fine. It's just when we're talking into the mics, because we hold them, at kind of normal mic distance, it clips out. So it's kind of heartbreaking, because the Zoom was set right, but the mixing desk was just all set up completely wrong.
As if it was set by children.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly as if it was set by children. Exactly like that. Because presumably
it was probably set by children.
Yeah. So there you go. It was very nice actually in retrospect, having a sound guy at WordCamp when we did that in Wellington. That was was good. And the sound there is all right. It's all right. Okay. Next up. There's no news.
There is news. I've got news.
I've got news.
Wow, okay. Go on then.
Quick news. The news of the day was there was a New Zealander who tweeted something this morning and it got like a huge number of retweets and favourites, unheard of.
Oh, no, that's not interesting. What have you got, Dylan?
What you're not talking about, though, is the fact that what he tweeted was just a load of shit.
All right, go on. I've got a feeling, Ben, that you're talking about your damn self again.
It's unheard. I mean, have you ever heard of a tweet that's had 119 favourites and 676 retweets?
Probably.
How do you find out how many retweets you've had?
Favstar.fm.
Yeah, Favstar tracks it for you. So Twitter will just say 100 plus once you hit that number.
Yeah, when I hit that, I was excited and I had to switch over to Favstar to see what was going on.
Yeah.
Yes, stupid tweet this morning. But no, relevant news around Apple. So I tweeted, this Apple bubble is crazy. When will people realize that it's only being supported by awesome design and a relentless focus on users? Obviously, sarcasm and irony. Not, thankfully, completely lost on some great Twitter people. I should read out some of the answers I've got. It's fantastic. I'll find them. So obviously I was being facetious and saying, because Apple released their earnings update today, and it was full of incredible numbers.
Yeah.
They outperformed everything that everyone thought they'd outperform. They added $10 billion of cash, grew 230% in Asia Pacific. iPads are just going stupid. iPhones are going stupid. Everything's going stupid.
Yeah.
And, it's I love or hate Apple. Even if you're an Apple hater like Dylan, they have to be doing something right when you look at their comparison to every other stock.
I'm not an Apple hater. Apple is a fantastically good business, and there's no denying it. What frustrates me about Apple is the weird... I hate the word fanboyism, but it's so hard to avoid it. The weird... fanship that surrounds them, and the fact that people will defend them even for doing dumb things, and that's just weird. They're a company that makes products that sell spectacularly well and by most accounts work pretty well, as long as you want to use them, within the criteria of how they want to be used. Like they're much more prescriptive than most other companies in their technology.
But the very fact they're doing so well, isn't that saying that people want this? People want, like, this this is what I was saying the other day, a long time ago. It seems that people like a bit of light bondage in their technology. They want to be told what to do.
I don't know. I mean, is it? I wonder.
Well, how is it doing so well?
Well, there's a huge amount of brand stuff. You know, there's
I don't think that's the half
for
of
a lot
it.
Of I mean, people for a lot of people who aren't really paying attention, iPhone is the word that means smartphone. They don't realize that there are other alternatives. Same with iPad, or not there really are any alternatives for iPad at the moment in most places much. But
no, not really.
You know, I think they do really well with certain groups, but it just
no, that, I mean, you're wrong. Their market share is growing massively in all those numbers absolutely. As well. So it's not just certain groups. It's this is the thing. Is I mean, I you know, I'm
but they're
happy
selling.
To,
yeah,
happy to be a naysayer, but
I can't deny their success. I just it frustrates me the way they operate and the blind allegiance that some people have to everything they do, and it just, you know, like it's all good to be a fan of a company and their products, but sometimes. And it used to be that, you know, a lot of Microsoft fans used to be the same way. You know, sometimes it's good to just sort of sit back and say, actually, no, they're being dicks, or that was dumb, or I wish they wouldn't do it this way. But
you're just bitter about Final Cut.
No, I am, but it was like that. It was like that before that.
I don't see why Dylan would be bitter about Final Cut, given that he's an avid user.
Yeah, I don't use Final Cut much, but
so it seems unlikely that'd
but
be
if,
right.
So if you hate the way they dominate and push things on people, then you're going to hate it when you lose your DVD drive in the near future.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that because I never installed one in my new machine, my creepy big powerful monster.
You're ahead of the curve.
I never put an optical drive in it. I installed Windows off a thumb drive, and I haven't looked back. I do, however, have. I mean, it's kind of. Kind of means it's
don't you have a stack of game DVDs though?
I do, and I do actually have an external drive.
Okay.
That I can so put a USB drive that I can plug in if I install a game or something like that. But it doesn't really get used.
I don't mind losing things like that.
Crack them, you put a DVD crack on or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't mind losing things like that. What I don't like is when you lose things like that and you don't have the opportunity to replace them. So, and that, you know, where there isn't a way around for a solution that works well for most people is fine, but it's nice when there's another way to do it.
Yeah.
So for further Apple context, some nerds have found some screenshots of the fact that in Apple OS X Lion, you can boot to a recovery, apparently not a partition. I got told off for calling it a partition, a recovery file, and then download and reinstall the OS off the internet. So you don't need a DVD drive at all, which is awesome.
Yeah, when it's kind of sensible when you, but it's. Yeah.
I think that there's actually even more to what is going on with Lion than just that. Now, who was it? It was Polar Bear Farm. It was Leighton who posted a link to that screenshot that you're talking about. I wish I could track it down. Where is it?
It's on the internet.
It is on the internet. Oh God, I made so many fucking favorites. It's too many favorites.
Because I tweeted it too.
See, when I used a Twitter client called Gravity on my Nokia phone, which is the best Twitter client I've ever used.
Here it is, 925mac.com.
Right.
Number 9.
Anyway, the thing is that as well as being able to reinstall over the internet by downloading a fresh copy of your OS, it can also, just by booting up in basically your BIOS or something.
Command recovery, yeah.
Right. You can boot up from any date and time from your time machine, which is like the most beautiful recovery, assuming time machine actually works reliably now.
The time machine app is gorgeous, so hopefully it is
pretty lovely. Yeah. I understand that there were some problems with it though, when it was new, like not actually recovering stuff properly.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
It's not actually an uncommon problem with backup systems. It's actually surprisingly frequent for them not to be able to restore the files that they create. But hopefully that's well in the past. But, I mean, frankly, there's a few things about Lion that makes it extraordinarily appealing to me. Number one is programs saving the file state, saving everything about them. So, for instance, if you're editing Notepad and you just close it, and automatically saving files as well all the time. So, like, your computer turns off and you turn it back on and there's your Notepad with the text in it, right? I understand that that's one of the features, which seems pretty fucking appealing to me, actually. Being able to just, worst case scenario, things shut down for whatever reason and you don't lose all your stuff because it, number one, keeps it saved and number two, will restore its state.
Yeah, that's good shit.
It's good shit, and it should be pretty easy for Windows 8 to rip it off. But mate, but I'm not impressed so far with what I've seen out of the Windows 8 OS stuff. Now, presumably, you'll be able to drop back out into, you know, the classic view. Not very classic now, the more Windows 70 view. And up until this, at the moment, I find it very, very difficult to use OS X. I don't enjoy the windowing mode that they use compared to Windows. But if Windows goes more in the direction of the Windows Phone 7, OS X will actually be closer to what I want to use. And, at that point, there'll be no reason for me to stay with Microsoft.
But then, hang on, are you going to be happy? But isn't OS X also becoming more and more iOS-y?
Well, yeah. I don't know, is it?
Will iOS X be where you want it to? Or will iOS X be where you want it to be by the time you're sick of Windows?
Of course, at the same time as that's happening, the only laptop in the world that I'm actually interested in is a MacBook Air.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't give a shit. I mean, I look at other ones, and I just want something little and light. And, you know, something for
SSD by default. Fuck, yep. You know, it's just great.
And and it's the nicest of them. I just don't see why you'd get anything else.
So, yeah, or you spend a lot more to get something else.
And I think that tomorrow the MacBook Air is being updated with because at the moment they're using Core 2 Duos, for fuck's sake, like a 5-year-old processor. They're being updated to a Core i5 probably.
Have you seen I've seen speculation, and it makes sense. So one of the things, you know, I bitched about Final Cut Pro 10 or X or whatever, and about how the paradigm's changed and all that stuff. But what you notice when you look at people using it is that everything you do to use it could be done with a finger on a screen.
Right.
And yeah, the same this is the rumors coming, about the iPad HD, well, isn't it?
No. I think it's the other way. The same seems to be true when you look through Lion screenshots and sort of demo videos and stuff. It's sort of the same, like, you know, with the dashboard or launcher or whatever the thing is now. It's all becoming
touchy.
Easier to use, touchy. And I sort of expect that, you know, the next iMac or the one after that at least will be all touchscreen. You know,
touchscreen, no DVD drive. Yeah.
But it'll be a touchscreen device.
But of course, you don't actually want to touch the screen. So how about a great big control surface that goes on the desk? You've got the 27-inch iMac in front of you, and then a beautiful big glass sheet, which is a second display and has all of the controls of your editing interface. And then, you know, you slide that out of the way and the keyboard comes up, or even sometimes you use a touchscreen keyboard. How friggin' hot would that be?
Or a MacBook Pro with a LCD keyboard.
A beautiful customized control surface.
I think with the huge success of the iPad and the iPhone, we're pretty accustomed to touching our displays now. I wouldn't be
but not up on your desk.
Why not?
Up at arms? No, it's Gorilla Arm. It's been tested and it doesn't work. They can't do it.
Sore arms.
Maybe we'll start using, you know, maybe our computers won't be up in front of us like that anymore. Maybe they'll be at a 45-degree angle sort
they
of.
Also need
down,
to be, they'll also then desk. Need to be right at the front of the desk, so you won't be able to do anything on the desk except your computer.
I don't know. I mean, who knows?
And I don't think 45 degrees is probably even sufficient. I think it has to be
20.
Yeah, but that's why I suggest that maybe it'll be a control surface.
I don't know, just everything.
An iPad is a control surface, even.
Yeah, it's too small. It's too small.
Everything new that I've seen, it screams out, I want to be touched. And all the Windows 8 demos, you know, they're all about being touched.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what she said, Dylan.
All right.
No, she's heavily pregnant. She definitely didn't say that. She said, you're sleeping on the sofa. Sick boy.
Yes.
Other thing. Is Gruber reckons it's not going to be called the iPad HD. He reckons HD just isn't impressive. HD is just kind of the default now. And so he thinks it'll just probably be a number. iPad 3.
Jump a number. You know, because there was no iPhone 2, was there? It just went from iPhone to iPhone 3G.
Is that true?
Yeah, iPhone 3G because it was 3G.
So there was no iPhone 2. The iPhone 2 was the iPhone 3G, and then there was the iPhone 3GS, and then there was the iPhone 4.
So it'll be the iPad 4.
Who knows?
Okay, one last piece of news, and then we'll move on because it's quite a quick episode, isn't it?
I got something, Dick.
Yeah, what's that?
It's just a thing from the news recently today, I don't know, about tournament parking.
Yep.
I don't know if you saw it. A couple of English tourists got their car pinched.
Parking fee demanded for wreck.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep, so a couple of English tourists. Oh, so they're not tourists. Actually, they've moved here. They're citizens now, or residents. They got their car stolen, and the police found the car written off in a tournament car park and then towed it a couple of days later, handed it over to the insurance company. A week later, the couple received letters from tournament parking demanding they pay $70 daily for the 3 days the car was abandoned in the car park for $210 total. Tournament parking. They've written to tournament parking a couple of times to explain this, including a copy of the police report. And tournament has said maybe your insurance company will cover it. Pay it, basically.
Bloody hell!
Yeah. So I thought this was ridiculous, and what I decided on tournament won't talk to them. You know, they've tried to call them and can't get a hold to speak to anyone. They won't turn their messages and things. But I thought, oh man, I don't like this. And I thought, oh no, I can make a website that I could use to help express my displeasure about tournament parking in general. So I registered fucktournament.com, which I was surprised was available. And now I'm thinking I might use it for something else.
This episode of the Discourse Weekly Show is brought to you through the kind support of fucktournament.com.
Wow.
I thought John Brash had died.
The new sporting league.
For the fuck tournament, yeah.
Has he got shares in it or something? I don't understand why he'd talk about it if he isn't making money out of it.
Apparently John Brash is going to be interviewed on BFM.
Wow, really?
No, Don Brash.
Right. Okay, well, that's more likely. Otherwise,
I've actually got two more news stories. I've added one more.
I've got one as well, actually, as it happens.
What's that?
The longer we go, the more stories we'll remember to talk about.
I've got two stories. Well, let the listeners choose which one they want to hear.
The Israeli spies one. Come on now.
No, I've got Orkan or Israel. So your listeners have to choose which one they want.
Okay, your choice. Hang on. What do they do? Do they press one on their podcasting receiving machine now if they want to hear the Israel story?
Yeah.
And two if they want to hear the Orkan story.
Okay, can you tabulate those results, Morgan?
Just a second.
Hold it. All right. Fuck, I just deleted some email. oh, dear. I think number 2-1, because I've had enough of number 1.
Orkan?
Yeah, Orkan 1.
You've had enough Israel?
I've had enough Israel.
Are you kidding
me? Bobby 5 passports. You don't want to hear about him.
Nah, because now is all the... Well, I don't know.
Okay, Orkan.
There you go.
Orkan genius?
Yep.
You assholes. I can't believe that.
This is just trolling product.
No, actually, the funny thing about the Orkan Genius is I talked to them about it today, and Morgan, I actually asked about I said anecdotally I'm hearing people complaining about your service getting worse as you get busier, and CEO, I want to say CB Woodhouse, but he's not the CEO anymore. Scott Bartley.
He saw a guy stabbed in New York the other day.
Did he?
Yeah, he tweeted about it.
He said, yes, they are growing faster and there, but they still think they're the best of the ISPs, which they don't want to be. They don't want to be the best of a bad bunch. They'd like to be better, so they're trying to employ more people to help in their call center.
So they don't want to be the best of the ISPs. They want to be better than the best of the ISPs. They think they're the best, but they want to be better.
Well, being the best, you know how shit ISP services, ISP right. service desk and stuff is at the moment. So being the best of that is not great. Makes sense. Sure. The other thing, The whole genius thing, people can read about it online, but my worry is price is too good and they're going to get swamped. Because, look at all the other ISPs that have done this sort of thing, have done zero rating, whatever, they just inevitably go down the toilet service-wise.
So I've got a question. I haven't really looked into it. In fact, I saw a couple of people tweet about it, or probably I saw Orkan retweet people's tweets about it. and I didn't know what it was. And then I saw you tweet about it saying, I've explained it. So I read it while I was sitting on the toilet reading it on my phone.
You read my website on the toilet. That's disgusting.
Or did you want me to tweet you about it instead? What would you rather I do?
I just feel like I need to wash my website now.
Okay, you do that. I'll wash my phone. So I've got an Orkan modem here. It's an Orkan home hub, and it's got lights on the front, and the lights say wireless LAN, WLAN, because it has a wireless thing in it, and they say VoIP, because it has a voice over IP thing
really?
In it. They say phone 1 and phone 2, because it has two phone jacks in it.
Is that the Siemens?
This is the Siemens. It is correct. It is technically capable of being a voice over IP hub.
That's a really bloody interesting point, because I've got one of those too. Do you have one of those, Morgan?
Yes, and I've been wondering why you didn't bring this up.
Fuck. I want to make mine work.
Because when you go into the settings, there's nowhere to set the SIP stuff, is there?
It's disabled.
They can enable it remotely. They've done it for me before.
Have they?
Yep. Oh. I called and spoke to them.
SIP remotely?
Yep.
How did they, what? How did you, what did you use it for?
No, fuck all. I said, why can't I get into some of these menus? And they said, just a second. Oh, you should be able to now.
Oh, and by the way, that's a lot of porn you've got on your desktop. What? I have three wireless routers on my desk. Good.
That was an accident.
You accidentally released the large ape.
The gorilla. No, that's cool. A good point. I'll send an email to the PR people and say, why can't I use that? They did play up the fact that the Genius is special because it does all the QoS and it's all configurable and all that
stuff. So what?
It's only special because they've got their own settings loaded into it. You know, it's not like doing
And the last word, the last update from the PR guy was, yeah, I guess you could use your own SIP thing, but it's not supported.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I like the idea of it, and I'll probably use it, but I'm likely to move house in the near future, so I don't want to change anything drastically at the moment until after I've moved and figure it out.
Although I'm just going to use it for the savings. It's going to save you $50 a month.
Oh, we've also got... We have other people living downstairs, and they share a phone line, and it's just like...
Is it your parents?
No, it's my wife's parents.
Uh-huh. You live with your parents? Downstairs. You live with your parents?
No, they live...
You live in your parents' basement?
Fuck you.
Do you live with your parents?
No.
No?
No.
No?
Do you? No, I don't live with my parents.
You live with your wife's
in-laws?
Parents? Yeah.
In-laws?
Yeah.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah, I suppose so. Go days at a time without seeing them, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So we send the kids down there.
That's not the news, you bastards. This Israel thing is incredible. All right, let me just say.
No, the listeners chose Orkon. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they did. And they also deleted some of my email.
No, this Israel thing is absolutely amazing. Have you read the full story?
Yes.
Do you know the thing that, before we get into it, the thing that gets that amuses me the most is the Herald has a comeback story. You know, oh, it's not true. And the Herald's headline is, and their main point is that the New Zealand, I think it's New Zealand Jewish Society. Or
hang on, they've got a poll on there. Well, do you believe there are Israeli spies in New Zealand? Yes or no? Vote now.
What are the results at the
76%
moment?
76% say yes.
Right, well, we already know that because we already know that Israeli secret agents operate illegally using stolen New Zealand passports. We know that they do that already because they've been busted doing that. And these motherfuckers were here getting new fucking passports for their goddamn secret agents to travel around the world pretending to be New Zealanders. They're leveraging off our good name and ruining it in the process because they know that they are seen as fucking scumbags who can't be trusted. And it's exactly for this kind of reason.
So anyway...
It's a huge scoop, hey? It's a massive scoop for the Southland Times guy.
So here's the thing, though. That says the Jewish community in Wellington is disgusted by reports today that Israeli spies have tried to hack. This pisses me off about the Israeli thing. It's the Jewish community. It's not... Like, they're not talking... He's not talking... It's not the Israeli ambassador's pissed off or... The New Zealand Israeli.
We speak with one voice, and I am that voice.
It's that thing where you criticize Israel and you're anti-Semitic or anti-Jewish. It's not the same fucking thing. Israel is a state. It's not a religion or. Anyway,
I wonder if who is pissing their pants right now about this getting leaked out because it's a huge diplomatic cock up if it has been, eh? Because obviously they've really been tried really carefully to keep it under the covers.
Yeah, well, Kiwi's
on the Herald story, there's
also
a still image of the Prime Minister with that look that he gets on his face. You know that look?
Yeah.
You might have to go and look at it to know exactly what you're talking about, but
it's very good. It is very good.
It's just.
Mummy caught me masturbating again.
Is it that look?
But some of the stuff in the story, did you see that they sent over a rescue and recovery team who weren't needed because they weren't accredited, and then they were found in the fucking red zone?
Yeah.
The Christchurch red zone, found they were probably trying to clear out the passports. Far out.
Dodgy.
Do you remember
dodgy.
Hearing about it? Do you remember at the time? I remember hearing about it and the government going, look, they're not accredited. We don't know if they've been properly trained. And everyone's going, just let them in. Let them help. It's like,
There's a reason you don't just let anyone in. I mean, that could be the Southern State Necrophiliacs Association. Oh, just let them in. Let them in. They'll do some good while they're shagging all those bodies.
Too soon.
Far too soon.
I didn't mean to be offensive.
Oh, yeah.
never mean.
So what do we do though? What do we do if the Israelis are here?
They say we go to war. They don't know how to fight.
Billions of dollars of US funding.
Yeah, nothing probably. We just
yeah, we do fuck all.
We pretend it didn't happen, and we get a bit grumpy.
Like they've never been embarrassed internationally through their unbelievably poor behaviour before. Fucking week they do something horribly offensive.
What happened with their new? Wasn't there another flotilla going to Palestine? What happened with that?
Oh, they probably murdered them all. Scuttled the ship. You know, got a bunch of nuclear weapons. So you know, nothing anyone else can do about it anymore. Yeah. We've got a right to be here. We can do whatever we want because we're God's chosen people.
So John Key visited Facebook and Google.
Did he?
Apparently.
Oh, yeah, he said something about Facebook, didn't he? Oh, Facebook was great during the earthquake.
I wonder if he was just checking on his Farmville farms and seeing how they were going or something.
Do you think... I would have thought John Key's probably a bit... You know, I would have thought Farmville would be a bit boring for him. Has he been a farmer? He hasn't been a farmer, though, has he?
He'd be what? Pirates versus Ninjas.
Yeah. Maybe. I just pick him as like a Zynga Poker guy. You know that guy who you go to the table and there's always that guy who just the first card comes out and he's like all in. You're like, fuck you.
I'm sorry, I don't. I don't play Facebook games. I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you pay...
Is it the end of the news, Morgan? Are we allowed to finish the news now?
Do you play Google Plus games, Ben?
No, I don't like Google Plus.
What is it about Google Plus that you don't like?
You're seeing me out. I don't like...
No shit. You fucking Sherlock Holmes motherfucker.
I don't like that it's festering in my search. I like my search. Google.com is for search.
What do you think it's doing in your search?
Yeah, the internet is for porn. Google.com is for search.
What's it doing in your Google? How's it festering in your Google?
The little red evil eye up in the top right.
Yeah.
It's always eyeing me when I'm going to Google.com.
You can't not click on a link. Is that your problem?
Yeah.
You're unable to not click on a link.
I have not click a linker phobia.
Oh dear. Hey, it's peas today. Why is it peas?
Why is it what?
Peas. George Mendel's 189th birthday.
It's about genetics. Then science. That's what it's about. Makes a nice change, doesn't it? Got all these God people around all the time. It's nice to have some science.
Why are you setting up Ben for the Google Plus?
Because he's got some really fucking bizarre ideas about Google Plus and about Google.
And so Morgan thinks that therefore I'm allowing my Google to be polluted. I just didn't use it. I went there once a week and there was all sorts of
No,
shit
I'm just
on there,
I'm saying that that the idea that you imagine that you have with Google is not the relationship that you actually have with Google. I think it's very clear from looking at all the other services that you use with them, which aren't search. That they aren't just a search utility, and I'm not clear on what your idea of them polluting your search results is. The bar at the top I find to be nothing but useful because I constantly want to get documents up or you know whatever or go into Reader or you know all those various
lover.
Other services.
I don't like Google Plus.
You want to marry Google?
I don't not like Google Plus, but I haven't really figured out how to use it. It irritates me.
Frankly, I don't really see much point to Google Plus at the moment.
I just turned it off because I figured that if I leave it there, I'll get dragged into having to use it all the time. Yeah. Just like Twitter. I turned off Twitter after I first started using it, and then I went back to it months later.
Yeah.
So if it gets good, I'll go back.
Yeah.
I'm not.
My problem with Google Plus is still that thing that, I already have Twitter, which I use extensively, and it's really hard for me to migrate across because... There's all these people who I have to try and sort of recategorize and figure out who they are again. I don't want to. I don't use Facebook much either. And Google Plus just feels Facebooky to me. Even without the games.
To me, so far, it still feels yet less useful than Facebook because it doesn't have events. And the only thing that I ever really still go to Facebook for is when I'm invited to something. And so I think that Google really have to get that shit up, especially considering they've got frickin' Calendar, right? They've already got infrastructure to handle notifications and times and dates and attendees and all of that shit. I mean, it's already all in there, just in a slightly different package. So just roll that shit in. for fuck's sake.
What are they going to do if it doesn't take off and they actually have to, you know, it just stops? Because surely their credibility around this has got to take a hit. You know, buzz, wave.
I don't know. Does it matter?
Do they have to, like, actually say, they have to say we give up? I mean, I don't know.
Google Plus has already surpassed what they got with Buzz and Wave, though. I mean, it's, you know.
Yeah, it is better. It is definitely better than Buzz and Wave. But
so it might not work. It might not beat Facebook and Twitter, but it's not gonna be just a shit kind of product like Buzz and Wave were. Yeah, that's right. True. I said they were shit products. I just put it something in the WeChat thing. Can you click on that link? I'm just curious.
It is truly awesome. It's properly awesome.
So you can see it. Are you logged into Google Plus?
No.
Interesting. Because that was a Google Plus photo that someone shared, and I just wanted to see if I could actually copy the URL. And it was shared with a limited group as well.
Uh-huh.
Which is interesting.
Mm. Sort of, a little bit.
Well, doesn't it say that you can share outside of your limited groups?
Maybe. I don't know. I guess so.
I just can't see who shared it or who they shared it to or any of that stuff.
No, but you think, you know, if someone shared with their limited group a photo of themselves in the nude.
But when you share it, it says warning, you're sharing with us people who could share it further. Are you sure? It doesn't say are you sure, it just says warning.
Can you put your microphone cable over your keyboard again, Ben?
It is. I've laid the cable on my keyboard. There you go. Is that better?
No.
That is a bit better.
It's a little bit quieter, but it's not as good as it was earlier. Okay, what's next? What's next? What's next? Anyway, I just wanted to say that and the Herald can get fucked if they're going to be saying this story is all lies based on what these other the Jewish society says. The Jewish society says the Israelis are not doing anything naughty and they don't have a dog in the race, do they? No, of course not. If the Herald are going to say that, then they can get fucked. My new favourite journalist in New Zealand is Fred Tullett.
It's interesting. He's very confident in his sources, and it does nothing about.
He's got names and he's got dates. It just all seems verifiable, and it's just all laid out there.
It won't be verifiable because there'll be no way.
No, because there's names and dates. Of course. Well, there are all of the elements that can be verified. There's enough information there that you could go and check.
Yeah. No, I mean that's what I'm saying.
There's no like sometime in March, some guy did something. He's like. This person, this age, formerly of this organization, went to this place. And he's got all the details there, right? So it's possible to verify it because he's not vague. Even if it's just people saying they cannot confirm or deny that. Well, that's confirmation, isn't it, asshole?
Well, John Key's released a whole bunch of statements just recently.
Yeah, he said, sort of.
Did you read it or not?
Which bit?
Security agencies conducted the investigation and found no evidence that people were anything other than backpackers, he said.
Yeah.
He said, yes, the SAS were in the red zone, but they weren't dealing with it.
SIS or SAS?
SAS.
What?
Pretty cool, eh? After almost a day of stonewalling, blah, 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 it comes after the Defence Force confirmed elite SAS troops were in Christchurch's red zone after the disaster.
What?
But insisted they weren't dealing with an unaccredited rescue squad.
What the fuck
Why
were they
the
doing?
Fuck were the SAS there?
Like, what?
That doesn't make any sense. What? Doesn't it make more sense to have, like, engineers and medics? Doesn't it make more sense to have search and rescue? Than fucking SAS?
What? I can't understand why the SAS...
The Army says they can confirm that a small number of SAS personnel were included in that number as they possessed relevant specialist medical skills and trauma experience to support the first response needs.
Oh, okay. Oh. I buy that.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. A bit strange to be deploying the SAS within New Zealand.
So John Key says there was a investigation and they've all been cleared.
Yeah,
none
that's...
of the passports were New Zealand passports. They said they did not dispute there was a number of passports involved and said there was nothing illegal in someone holding more than one.
Oh well, there might be though. There might be.
Great story though, regardless of which way it comes out.
Yeah.
Super cloak and dagger.
And I mean the three people that fled from the van. They maybe took a bag full of all the dodgy shit and they didn't take the dodgy shit that was in his jacket because they knew it wasn't dodgy. Maybe they took the gun that was in his belt.
They already said that they...
I completely made up the possession of a gun, by the way.
The people who left apparently handed in his Israeli passport to a contact in Auckland before they left. Yeah. So, presumably if they'd had...
Nothing dodgy about that.
Could have given that to their same to their handler. I mean,
perfectly natural.
Anyway, now what?
What is next? Next. Discourse Weekly Show, Urban Dictionary. Oh, I could be playing a thing. Where's all my good stuff? Where's my stings? Discourse. Fish and chips.
Fish and chips.
That's not. That's got nothing to do. I just like that one so much.
I want fish and chips now. Thanks.
How about some of this?
Urban Dictionary word of the week.
Oh, that was nice.
Did you like that? Did you like that lead up?
Yeah, that's good.
Well, as I said earlier,
what drugs are you taking?
What drugs am I taking right now? Like a whole lot of pills. A whole lot of placebo.
Pseudoephedrine.
No pseudoephedrine. I don't think I've got any of the good stuff left. And I haven't been to the doctor for it this time because it's just, you know, a cold, whatever. We'll go to the doctor for that. Don't see why you would. I've got a good employer who doesn't need to...
Stop distracting you because it just makes the podcast longer and longer.
And better. Have you not seen the feedback?
I listened to an American podcast and someone was saying about being sick and they were saying, oh, I just decided to tough it out because I didn't want to go to the doctor and have to spend $140, you know. blah, blah, blah. I was like, what the fuck, $140? Just for a consultation.
I think mine's $30.
Yeah. I mean, I sometimes feel the same. I'm like, I don't want to pay $30, but fuck $140. Anyway.
It explains why there are so many YouTubes of people performing minor surgery on themselves at home. Oh my God.
Spiders from their back or whatever the fuck.
Exactly. Oh my God. Some of those things are so disturbing. Oh, they're so disgusting. I love them. But I'm not going to link to them without warning people very carefully. So as I said earlier, we are going to reuse the Urban Dictionary word of the week because it was so good. And using it on the live show and amongst three or four others, what a waste of time, considering I don't think people should even listen to the live show. Only rabid fanboys should listen to the live show.
Urban Dictionary word of the week.
Urban Dictionary word of the week.
Urban Dictionary, word of the week.
Urban Dictionary, word of the week.
Urban Dictionary, word of the week.
Okay, are you ready?
Wait, what are we doing? What segment is this? It's really hard to keep track.
I think I'd better find a word now.
Didn't we have a rant about NBA?
I'm sorry, say it again.
Oh, it was just.
I was coughing and went almost unconscious from a rush of blood to the head.
Hey, speaking of unconscious from coughing, I've just watched like the third episode of season one of Breaking Bad. Oh my God.
Oh shit! It was good stuff, wasn't it?
Good.
God, so it was good stuff.
It's one of those shows on my list of things to watch one day. I'll get
Urban Dictionary word of the week.
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 Your
Urban
word.
Dictionary word of the week.
Dylan.
Go.
Your word.
Go.
Shut up. Your word.
Shut up.
God damn it.
You're listening to the weekly show. Sorry. What's going
Oh, good God. Just do the word.
Oh, I thought we'd just end the show, given that you guys won't shut the fuck up. Dylan, your word is curb shame.
What?
Curb shame.
Curb shame.
Curb shame. Do you want me to spell that for you?
I've forgotten what it means.
Can you use it in a sentence?
No. Yes, but that would tell you exactly what it means. It's had 6,700 upvotes and 1,400 downvotes. It was a very recent word of the day. And I absolutely love this word or phrase. Curb shame. Curb shame.
I'm trying to think of things that involve curbs. Two things that involve curbs and shame that I can think of is one, tripping over one while trying to cross the street. And the other is grinding your wheel along it while parking. My only suggestions are something involving one of those two things.
That's funny because although Ben has actually guessed this and heard the correct definition because I've I did it, as I said at the live show. I think his guess was grinding his curb, grinding his wheel on the curb.
Yeah.
It was just the scratches left on your alloy wheels.
Right. Oh, I see.
They're right. your curb shame.
Curb shame. Do you want to have another go, Ben?
I can't actually remember what the real meaning was. I think I know now. It's something about being the last to step off the curb or something when the light goes.
No. Right. No. I just told you like a few days ago.
So Ben doesn't even listen to the show when he's actually there.
No. I wish. Can you have another go and get it right? Because I just told you. I told you on Saturday. And it's such a good word. It's such a good word. It's possibly one of my favourite kind of non-innuendo words.
It's to do with the green, the crossing, isn't it? And stepping off and something.
God damn it. LL all over again. You motherfuckers, listen. curb shame is the embarrassment at waiting on the curb obediently as other pedestrians ignore the don't walk signal in the absence of traffic.
You know, that's not curb shame. That's being a reasonable pedestrian.
Yeah, but when other people get away with it and you still wait there for like another 45 seconds or a minute, it's like, so, God damn you, motherfucker, especially if they're coming towards you and so you can see their face and it's like, you smug cunt. I generally push them in front of buses.
What's the opposite of that, though? You know, have you ever been, you know, when you're waiting at a crossing presumably. And some guy decides to chance it and then suddenly, like,
and then
other people.
And then suddenly
like, oh,
he's bouncing off.
I'll just walk out in the traffic now. What's that? What's that word?
That is embarrassment, embarrassing lack of attention at the world around you.
And near death.
And it's something that the whole thing doesn't happen so much when you have more sophisticated don't walk signs. If you have signs that indicate how long it's going to be before you can walk, like you see at like every friggin' crossing in Japan, they've got a little row of LEDs that gets shorter and shorter. And when it's time to go, it gets down to one and then none and you go. And it takes the problem away. No one does it anymore. Everyone just waits because they know exactly how long it's going to be. The reason people don't
Wellington,
wait is it's
no
like...
Wellington crosses the road properly.
Yeah, and they get run over.
That first guy that steps off, he's a curb jockey.
Yeah. Yeah, I buy that.
Yeah. He's a guy that has, he sort of has to jog through traffic because he stepped off too early. Yeah, curb jockey.
Hey, actually, you're like this, though. Ben, here you go. Oh, it's not got very many votes. I just went...
Are you sure? Do you guarantee it?
No, you won't. Well, I don't know. I went and looked up curb shame and now I see another one nearby. I'll give you the definition. You see if you can think of the word. It's when people park their cars so badly that the front or back wheels are touching the curb and the protruding rear or bonnet hangs over the curb.
I don't know.
That's
curb sticky outy.
That's curb rape.
That's
not
nice.
No, 7 up votes, 4 down votes. Yeah.
You're listening to the weekly.
Not that one.
No.
Where'd it go?
I don't know. Is it there? Oh, it's the next one up.
Urban Dictionary, word of the week.
Urban Dictionary, word of the week.
Urban Dictionary, word of the week.
Your word is curb douche.
Curb
douche
is
that the guy who scrapes his wheels on the...
No, he's the guy that goes out early and causes traffic to have to stop and has to jog between cars and stuff.
I'm still going for the scrape your wheels thing.
Curb douche, curb douche. Someone who purposefully, due to ignorance, parallel parks in such a way that space sufficient for two cars is taken up by his or her one car.
Fucking right.
You just made that up, though, because it's not actually on Urban Dictionary.
It is on Urban Dictionary. Curb douche. 10 up, 1 down, added by the atomic pun on July 13th, 2009. Tags, keywords, asshole, dick, douche, douchebag, dumbass, jerk. You've been told, motherfucker. It's called Urban Dictionary Word of the Week. The only words I use are from Urban Dictionary. Why would I lie to you, Ben? Why would I lie to you?
There's no trust. It's sad.
You break my heart. I gave up everything for you.
Oh dear.
I'm going to put like a, I don't even know what this one is. Is this?
Sorry, I'm just reading Urban Dictionary random words.
Is this the wrong thing?
Oh, like God, dial, dial-myth.
Dial-myth?
It's an acronym. DIA. LMIHF.
Oh yeah, what's that?
If you think of it as DIAF, you know, die in a fire.
Right.
But this is die in a low to moderate income house fire.
Oh.
Do you remember, I like it when people nice. extend the acronyms. Do you remember there's like Ruffle, right? ROFL. Yes. Do you remember ROFLSC?
Ruffle Copter.
No, ROFLSC is rolling on the floor laughing, scaring the cat.
Yeah.
All right, this is going off the rails. It's turning into a stupid, long, random episode with
no
good
rationale, not.
So let's finish it.
What is wrong with you? It's short still. So what's your auntie...
long episodes. I go to bed.
Yeah, but you're wrong. All right. Bye, Ben. Thanks for joining us.
Can you take the headset with you and leave it on?
Don't let the door hit your ass on the way out, Ben.
Anything to plug? What are the next things you do, Morgan?
What's your auntie been talking about? What's your auntie been sending you?
On VHS.
VHS tapes from 4 years ago labeled Breaking Bad and sent them through, and they're great.
Yeah, absolutely. I completely agree with that, actually. We've start at the beginning if you haven't seen it, and don't look at any spoilers. And be prepared for a hell of an experience because it's a great show. I also want to suggest, once again, Luther, which I spoke about a few weeks ago. It is seriously amazing. It is seriously, seriously amazing. So talk to your auntie about sending you that.
My auntie has not sent me anything and told me to watch TV1's new show, Nothing Trivial.
Yeah.
But I didn't, and I forgot to MySky it, so that's fucked.
Oh, no, bro.
No, as if only there was a way you could actually get it again.
If
after
only you could go to TVNZ On Demand.
Oh, yeah.
And use the amazing website there, which is really actually good, especially now that they've got 1.5, 1.4 megabit encoding.
Oh, my God.
So they've got really, clean
conflict
video.
Of interest on Discourse podcast. You missed it clear.
I have no declaration to make whatsoever.
Don't you?
No.
You're not conflicted.
No. No, I'm not.
Okay.
Nope.
Leave it to your conscience.
I'm not conflicted.
So if you can work out why I think Morgan's conflicted and send it in, your answer, you might win a prize.
Yeah, well now we're going to have people saying, oh, does he work at TVNZ? No, I don't.
I used
never
to.
Have. Never have.
I used to. In fact, no, I'm still a contractor at TVNZ.
Right. We had... Toot bag. Let's look at what people have been saying. Toot bag. Do people like us or do they not like us?
Search Twitter for Discourse NZ, quick.
If I
ever see John Brash,
yeah.
I'm going to punch him in the mouth.
Yeah, quite right too.
Says Sam, Security 59. I would too.
Yep.
Yeah, right in the mouth. Right in the kisser.
We also got feedback from Jake Osborne, who is Jake Osborne on Twitter. You guys are all wrong. The bookmark bar in Chrome and the Android theme for Gmail are both the best. Well, the Android theme for Gmail I've never looked at because Tree changed my life and I would never abandon it for anything.
I'm gonna live with the theme suggested by the listeners every week. So I'm right now changing to Android theme.
Really? Yeah. You're going to change to the Android theme?
Yeah,
you
I am.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. All right, listeners, there's a challenge. Listeners, please find the most horrific, the most eye-churning, retina-scorching
theme. Android theme comes pretty close. It's pretty shit, but I'm going to have to use this for a week because of you bastards.
So now find one that's really pink and girly and floral, and make sure you suggest that, and we'll get Ben using that next week for a week, and it's going to be wonderful.
Android theme is horrible and green. It's disgusting.
Sucked. You're done. Oh. You're in it. You're in it now. You're in it up to the elbows.
Are you greenest? Is that your problem?
Done and done. Now, the bookmark bar in Chrome is a funnier story. What everyone fell on there was basically me pranking Ben.
You use the bookmark bar all the time?
Of course I do. So you went for months. I mean, I wonder how much time I ate up from you with all your little clicks. Now, I do it. Sometimes I turn it off because it is messy. But most of the time, I've got the bookmarks bar on because it's faster. So I apologize to any listeners who turned it off and missed it. If you turned it off and didn't miss it, then that's great, because I think Chrome looks much better with the bookmarks bar turned off. It looks like shit. It looks like terrible shit. But it can be quite useful if you use it like that. But the reality is that for a lot of the sites that I want to load, they're not even on my bookmarks bar. So I just hit Control T and then type, you know, the name of it, and it'll probably autocomplete. And that's how I actually load most pages anyway.
But yeah, that's what I do most of the time. And I found I use my bookmark bar in Firefox and Chrome so infrequently that I, whether it's there or not, I barely ever use it.
Yeah.
I use it all the time for my main sites and stuff, you know, Gmail, Twitter.
Well, but I've got those pinned.
But that means they've got to load every time you open your browser. And
so? So what?
How often do you close your browser?
I don't know.
Why is that a problem?
But then, no, the problem with pinned one is then you go and browse something else in that pinned tab, and then
it's all fucked. You go and browse something in Gmail. You're a lunatic. What sort of lunatic are you? No, you don't. You're a lunatic. You're mad. Also,
on the other hand, I found the theme to suggest for Ben next week. So could everyone please write in and suggest that Ben use the terminal theme in Gmail?
Is that lime green on black or something?
Oh, it's so bad.
Oh, is it amber? Amber and black?
It has no formatting. It's just text.
Right.
Oh no!
So you put yourself up for this, Ben. If I'm on Android for the week,
at least I've got Android for a week. It's all good.
If the listeners write in and suggest that you should use Terminal, then you'll have to abide.
Yeah,
this is like the jackass of internet usage.
All right, so there's more from the toot bag. We've got now you don't like the long ones, but I have it on good authority. A bunch of people really thought 208 was good. 208 was so good. We've got feedback, for instance, from a dear friend of the show, Suyin Koo, at K Suyin on Twitter. Best episode for some time. I see a future for John Brash.
It's nice of you to say, but I am very old. I could pop off at any moment.
Which I think we all live in hope of that arsehole popping off, because we also have had feedback like the one you read. Some people do not like him. They just want to punch his face.
To throw a cream pie at his face.
That would be pretty good. But
even cover that news. Jesus. Okay, good. Good. Short episode. Moving on.
Back to news. We can go back to news if you want.
No, we're not doing more news.
It is. It doesn't matter what we do. It's going to be a short episode. We're almost at the end. Sleep. We can take our time with this bit, and it will still only be like an
it's
hour.
Already been
15.
An hour, you cock.
That's short.
Oh, is that a short cock reference? I'm really not happy with this. My short e penis is making me really, really uncomfortable.
139.5 centimeters. Thank you. I have a last thought. Does anyone else have a last thought? This is about people doing something that everyone else has ever done. I mean, heaps of other people have done.
Stop just for a second.
Yes.
If you're going to do a last thought, I think you probably need to... Did you watch... Was it Geraldo you said the last thought? No. What's his name? The crazy... Jerry Springer.
Yeah.
You need to come down into a calm, reflective kind of space. In fact, have you ever watched Cheaters?
Yeah.
If you could channel Joey Greco for his little in-between bits, that'd be great. So off you go.
Joey Greco. Who's Joey Greco?
Okay, well, just all right. It's calm, reflective time in front of the fire now. Let's go.
I got some background music.
There we go.
That music
reminds me of...
There we go. Now you guys are all fucked up, and not me. That is normally our something's gone horribly wrong music. I don't think anything's gone horribly wrong. The music
reminds me of the best app I've ever installed on my PC in the last several years.
Yeah,
PCs don't have apps, they have software, Dick.
The best software ever installed on my PC, Instant Hold Music. You install it, and whenever a progress bar appears or a splash screen, that music plays on your PC. It changes the whole world of PC use. It's fantastic.
Fuck, I want that. Okay, good.
Yeah. Sorry, Morgan, what were you going to say?
Oh, well, I was just going to talk about something that was on Metafilter a day or two ago. It's about a girl who did the amazingly artistic and forward-thinking artistic project of taking a photo of herself every day and posting it on the internet. Something, something that no one else has ever done. And and for some reason, the people on Metafilter, some of them weren't very impressed, actually, by her effort. And a few people snarked. And so then someone did a counter snark and said, how would you feel about this snark if it aimed at you? And someone replied to that. And I think that this is actually something that applies to a lot of pursuits on the internet. And I'm going to read it. I'm going to read it in full. Suck it. Maybe the people doing photo-a-day sites really do need to be brought down a rung sometimes. Not all of them are bad or without statement. However, taking a photo of yourself every day and adding Photoshop filters and sharing your overprivileged life experiences like drinking a latte or going to yoga or overthinking one's haircut is not art. It's web-enabled narcissism. It doesn't mean anything. It's no more productive than watching TV or masturbating. This site, this is Metafilter, is designed for posting... Oh, no, I've blown it. This site is designed for posting on Facebook for people to gush over and the complete absence of critical thought on either side. To these people, I say, if you want to masturbate, it's cool, but don't do it in public. If you're going to put something up for people to see, then do something meaningful. Right? And it's true. A lot of things people do are pretty useless. I've put a lot of stupid shit on YouTube in the past. Some of it I've taken down again because it was, you know, it was pretty stupid.
I started doing one of those take a photo every day things, but I never would have considered taking a photo myself.
Yeah.
It was always going to be, you know, just a photo of something every day that caught my interest or whatever. And I did it for about 3 days before I missed some and decided not to bother anymore.
I've seen a really cool one of someone taking a photo of himself every day. And it was as he was like walking all the way from friggin' across America or somewhere.
And across China. That dude.
He was walking across China. And as he traveled, his beard grew and like his face got more, you know, a little bit.
And his girlfriend came to visit him.
Friggin' amazing because it turned out it wasn't just a picture of his face, there was more going on. And a lot of these people that do this, it's just a picture of your face.
Yeah, and we don't
so
care.
So in terms of doing things that matter on the internet, this guy has instantelevatormusic.com.
Yeah.
And the best thing he's done is the /NyanCat progress bar.
Yeah.
So
is not that a real thing? I saw that. Oh, man.
Yes. Yeah. So not only can you either you have a Mario hold music, you can optionally have NyanCat every time there's a progress bar.
Oh,
which is
God.
Obviously, you know, what you say about doing things that matter, Morgan, this guy, he's onto it.
Yeah. I say Mario hold music. I say Nyan Cat hold music. I don't know if that's like this is bad, but Rooster he doesn't like it. He doesn't like it. I don't know if you understand Rooster or not, but that was not an approving Rooster. It was like
surely our listeners have Nyan Cat. They know what Nyan Cat is.
Yeah.
Better.
Yeah. Do you want me to give everyone some Nyan Cat?
Oh no, now I need to do something and make it wait.
Put some Nyan Cat, go on, go.
probably do. Is that hello. Is that enough Nyan Cat?
I was just getting into it.
See, I think there's plenty more Nyan if you want more Nyan.
No, that's fine. I'm good.
If you want Nyan, we've got Nyan.
We'll bring you the Nyan. We'll drop the Nyan. But yes, if you want to, you can have progress bars that do Nyan as well. Right, wow. Is that it? End of the show?
I think probably that'll probably do.
I think people should somehow let us know if they've actually listened through that much Nyan Cat.
Everyone will. No one will skip it. Because, I mean, once it starts, it's like, well, kind of what's the point in doing anything other than letting it see what happens? Do we want to do a correction on this old surgeon, butcher, barber, Mr. Doctor thing?
Yes, what did we get wrong last time?
Well, I understand that I said they were called Mr. because they were butchers, and then yes. It turned out that wasn't right. It turns out that actually they're called Mr. because they were barbers. Mm-hmm. And then you said that actually they were called butchers. And then I said, actually, no, I assure you, they were called barbers. But now it turns out, what does it turn out, Dylan?
Fuck if I know. What, was I supposed to read the document?
No, that wouldn't have helped.
No, it's not there.
It turns out it's because they were butchers.
Wait, are you sure it's not because they were barbers?
I thought it was actually more to do with sort of watchmaking and delicacy and having the right tools to do the delicate bits of operations.
Can we spin off like a Mr. Butcher Barber Surgeon podcast, like a second discourse podcast, just discussing this one issue?
And that could be a good idea.
Is this what? Because I've heard of this thing called the watchmaker paradox. Is that what this is?
Quite possibly.
No, you're thinking of Watchmen, the comic book.
You're listening to the weekly show on Whiskers.
Right, we're using that one.
Okay.
I wanted to talk about the problem with crumpets, actually. There's a...
you're just trying to keep me on the line. I'm going to be...
No, this is serious.
How is there a problem with crumpets?
There is a problem with crumpets. If you freeze them, they stick together. Because half of them face each other. They need to be front to back. Front to back, they wouldn't stick.
Yeah, because there's nothing worse than the front of two crumpets sticking together with one another.
So you either have to let it defrost or try and carve them apart with a knife, risking cutting your bloody hand open, or you have to put them in the friggin' microwave. And what's the point in microwaving something to toast it?
I don't know. I think... Oh, there's an opening in the market for proper crumpets.
I have gone as far as opening the packet and aligning them all properly before putting them in the freezer before. But why do I have to do that? The machine just needs to be told, no, put them this way around. And for fuck's sake, do it. Why are they the way they are? Why do they do it?
You know, I bet they found out that perhaps there is like if you put them, maybe when you've just made them, if you pack them front to back, maybe there's a worse stickage issue.
Yeah, that's not my problem. They need to deal with that at the factory. Put pieces of friggin' paper between them for all I care.
Like they do with the burgers and stuff. You know, you buy burger patties, they've got little bits of grease proper between them. That makes
exactly
a lot of sense.
Exactly. Something. Just
oh,
not
I'm
what
certain
they
that someone
do
at a crumpet factory will hear this.
Yep. I'm sure as well, because you would not believe how many people listen. Given that no one listens, everyone has listened. It's a very fun. It's almost like we have 100% turnover every week or something.
Yeah. Well, even the participants don't listen. I don't listen.
I very seldom listen. Yeah. Another thing that I want to talk about, maybe I should save some of my gripes. I should save some of my gripes for next week when Ben will apparently be prepared to actually, you know, commit to doing a real show.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Your not real show was still over an hour.
Let me tell you a few of my gripes. I'm just going to go down the bullet points.
Okay. Have you got a document for this? Is there like a
piece of paper? It's a piece of paper. Yeah. Flu meds, man flu, solo mothers.
What's your gripe about man flu?
No, I'm just going down the bullet points, and we'll see. Yeah. Maybe we can get the people who have listened to the entire show, then heard it end, then listened to like 5 or 10 minutes of Nyan Cat, and then came upon our Easter egg. Maybe that one person, no one is going to make it this far.
They also heard Ben rage quit to bed,
but that was silent. He rage quit and called us cocks. He called us cocks in our little private chat room. So no one who's going to hear this, maybe they can tell us what they want to hear about. Flu meds, man flu, solo mothers. These are things I've got gripes with. Solo mothers, vindaloo, diarrhea.
Yeah. Interesting relationship with those two right next to each other.
Kill Therapist, my short film. It was played at bar camp, and I'm actually fucked off about it.
Was it?
Yeah, I think it was. I don't want to go into detail, but okay. I think it was played kind of as an ambush for the guy who was the lead actor. I think, I'm really fucking angry about
that's
the people
not okay.
who. It's not okay. It's not okay. Dude was a fucking brave to play the role he did, and for people to be basically mistreating that, they're fucking cunts. And if I actually knew specifically who had done it, I would have them up about it.
Well, I'm sure they're listening to in their crumpet factory.
Yep. Choppers.
Yep, what, the bikes?
No, the helicopters. The little helicopters, the little remote control helicopters.
Okay, yeah.
Fucking shit, animated GIFs.
I was just looking at a really good one. Anyway, carry
on. Oh, God, and the most amazing thing that I want to give a whole bunch of time.
Can we call it GIFs, though? I mean, I know it's GIFs, and we've been through that, but can we call it GIFs? It just sounds better.
No.
Okay.
Well, you can call it whatever you want, but you'd be wrong.
Yeah, all right.
Small okay, bell, is it right to say GIF? Is it right to say GIF, little rooster? See, that's disapproving rooster.
Okay.
He reckons no. I need to get better sound effects.
Yeah. I'm suspecting you came across that one accidentally while you were Googling for cock one day.
That's right. Yeah. We've got a guest on Discord, Sting. Is it right to say GIF?
We've got a guest on Discord.
Is it? I didn't really hear
It doesn't really express an opinion.
Okay, well, should we
approve
move
or disapprove? This thing I've discovered about... it's going to take time to explain it to people.
How's it bullet pointed?
Electrosensitive science with your girlfriend or wife or boyfriend or husband.
Okay, well, yeah, that's going to take some time. Okay, go into it.
It is. This is a thing that I've discovered that maybe many people in the past have also discovered. When my girlfriend is on the electric blanket and it's turned on, if I touch her, I can feel if it's on or off.
Oh, okay, yeah. That'd be an earth differential, wouldn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so I can feel the 50 hertz vibration in the in the tip of my finger.
Yeah, it's a weird feeling, isn't it? I get that. You get that from quite a few things, eh? It's quite surprising.
I get it from like touch lamps.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. I think once you're aware of, and a lot of electronics.
Yeah, lots.
With like metal cases. Yeah. It's really weird to feel it on a person and to be able to tell. And like, so if she touches the touch lamp and I touch her, I can feel that she's touching it or not.
Are you just electrically sensitive?
I doubt it. I think that probably you can feel it as well.
Shall I come and feel your girlfriend while she's in bed on the electric blanket? Would that?
I think we'd probably have
would
to
help.
We'd probably have to discuss that with your wife and my girlfriend and me.
Okay.
And
okay. We'll bullet point that for. Well, let's make a time to discuss that.
Disapproving rooster. What do you reckon to point one? And point two?
Uh-huh.
And point three?
Right, yeah.
Wow, okay. I'm afraid.
Well, no, the rooster's spoken.
Yeah, so I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But, you know, maybe if you had an electric blanket, you'd be able to feeling it through
another
person.
You're not supposed to get on the electric blanket while it's on, though.
Is that true?
I'm pretty sure it says that. I'm fairly sure you're supposed to only use them while you're not in the bed to heat up the bed and then turn them off.
Ah, see, now that would explain a lot. Because last night, for the first time in probably forever, I actually, because I've been sick, I turned on an electric blanket and used it. And normally I'm not an electric blanket person.
Yeah.
But I turned it on and I left it on and then went to sleep with it on. And then I woke up and I was so sweaty.
Yeah, I've done that. Yeah.
It was very unpleasant.
Yeah, and it does weird things to your dreams. I don't know. Your dreams are usually pretty weird anyway, so maybe not. Anything else in your bullet points? What else we got?
Well, actually, that's pretty much the whole list.
I was expecting this to go on for a while. I haven't prepared a list.
Let's see. That was like nine or ten things on my little bullet pointed list of things that we can talk about that are my gripes. That are things, probably some of them, I should not talk about. The Solo Mothers one in particular, one I should not talk about because people will think I'm an asshole.
Probably.
Because my gripe is not with Solo Mothers. Oh, I'm going to be in so
much. But you see, the problem is you've now bullet pointed it as Solo Mothers and said that people will think you're an asshole for thinking it. So, I mean, I'm already thinking you're an asshole.
Yep. I know. Everyone I know is going to think I'm an asshole if I talk about that. But, you know, it's one of these honestly and innocently held opinions that has been informed by my life experience. And, you know, maybe it's a prejudice that I should give up. You know, and I think there's probably a lot of things that probably maybe it can be worked through by talking about it. Maybe by saying, you know, I feel this way and this way and this way. Maybe people can say, well, actually, you know, dickhead, you're fucking wrong. And I'll say, oh, actually, you know, your insight. You've shown me that you're of my ways.
Yes, thank you. I haven't got a bullet point list. The only thing off the top of my head, prepaid petrol pumps.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
fuck that. And the ones who don't activate it for you when you get out of the car. Because almost all the time when I get out of the car, just turn it on anyway.
Yeah. But they're ones who don't do that. You don't want to stand out there and going, yo, you can turn it on, because they might be like, no, it's prepaid, fuck you. And then other times they're like, you know, you get out of the car and they have activated it and you go on to pay, but the fucking sign says prepay. What are you going to do? I don't want to piss about.
Yeah, you go in prepay. And they say, yeah, I turned it on for you. And so then you have to go out and then come back in and pay.
Yeah, and I've already just made that journey and that, you know, across the dangerous forecourt.
There's a reason I'm driving. It's because I'm lazy. Yeah, Why don't you come and pump my petrol and give me a hand job and then fuck off and give me a candy bar. Give me another candy bar.
Is that Z Energy? Did they do that at Z?
The hand jobs and the candy bars? Yeah. Well, the candy bars.
Okay.
I don't want to say candy bars. Candy seems so American.
Yeah. Well, do you get a soda sometimes? Or a pop?
I never get a soda or a pop.
Okay.
Never.
Oh.
Okay. I drank nearly 4 liters of, you know, stuff yesterday.
Right. Stuff. I see.
Stuff.
The other one is my ongoing rage against misleading web advertising for daily deal sites. I found another one today. I can't be bothered laying an ASA complaint against them, though.
Have you heard anything back about the previous two that you've already laid?
One is being heard at the moment, and the companies involved have been so the advertiser and the ad network carrying the ad have been approached for, you know, have had my complaint.
So they've had to make comment.
I've had to sign a waiver saying I won't take any legal action based on my complaint.
Yeah, like what legal action could you take?
Well, no, I could take them to, you know, there are actually consumer protection laws that would apply, and I could take them to disputes tribunal or small claims court or something. If I purchased something or...
So by letting advertising standards take care of it, you waive that right.
Yeah, because they don't want... It's not.
It's an industry body, isn't it?
For me to get them to take advantage... For me to get them to take the case, I have to waive that right. I have to send them a document signed that says I won't do that because they don't want to be used as a trial run for further action.
Right.
So if they're going to spend their time on adjudicating it, they don't want to be pissing about for me to see if I think it might be something worth pursuing in another court.
All right. Okay, well, that's cool. I really want them, because it's so bald-faced. It is so misleading. I mean, it is like the definition of deceptive advertising.
Yeah, it's shocking.
I can't believe that. I mean, I remember you and I when we, I think probably no surprises, we worked at iHug together. Yeah. I remember dealing with the marketing guys sometimes, you know, and telling them about things that maybe we wouldn't be prepared to do for them. Some things that maybe we shouldn't have poo-pooed, like the prepaid internet cards. I think they were actually a good idea in retrospect.
Yeah.
Yeah, we shouldn't have killed that.
Why did I think there was legal issues with that too, though.
Well, did it get that far? Because I'm pretty sure that we killed it. I think we killed it. Because we were like, it's just going to be porn. It's just going to be child porn.
Dumb. Yeah.
It's going to be dodgy. Yeah, it's dumb. No one wants it. Heaps of people would have used it.
Yeah, would have been a good idea. Yep. Oh, well.
Yeah. Would have been a good idea.
We also let them call it the surfboard, but no one ever bought one, so that's okay.
Yeah, that is okay.
Mind you, I did get an apology from the external advertising agency for the company on that one.
Surfboard.
On the name and the logo that they came up with. They did come back to us and say, actually, no, you're right, that was pretty shit. You could have done better in-house.
Yeah. Anyway. And there were lots of times that was true, actually, frankly.
Oh, well.
All right, we can let this show go, or we can just actually find all the news we want and do like another hour. I don't really care.
Yeah, fuck, I don't really, you know. I got a 2-year-old who keeps coughing. Eventually he's going to wake up. But
considering
whatever.
This is just the Easter egg that no one's going to hear, I mean, I don't see the problem. It's like, do you remember getting Never... You might be too young, but I remember when I got Nevermind and discovering that hidden track.
There was quite a few. That was quite a common little trick with CDs, wasn't it?
Yeah. God, it was good. God, I love that. Real life Easter eggs, man. Real life Easter eggs. Love that. Okay, well, let's see. On Twitter, I've got some favorites. Contract breaches by Serco, operator of Australian detention centers. These are the same guys, I think, who may have been contracted to run some New Zealand prisons. And they are so many contract breaches that they are incurring what they describe as unsustainable fines. Maybe they should not be breaching the contract.
That does seem like a good idea. It seems like the way to address that sort of
thing. And you know what breaching the contract means? It means probably they're mistreating prisoners.
Oh, but they're prisoners. Actually, there was a thing, right? So there was a thing on Metafilter in the last week about the fact that rape, especially upon males, male and female, but is commonly used in war, and and upon males it has a whole different level of stigmatization, and it actually isn't, it's not reported.
Yeah,
like it doesn't show up in the humanitarian reports, in any meaningful way.
Yeah,
and they don't get the support for it and things like that. And it was horrible. It was quite a sort of traumatic read to realize that this is happening to people, and the stigma that they face, and that they can't even tell their family because they'll be ostracized from their family for having been raped. These men.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so there was a whole bunch of comments on Metafilter about that and about, you know, oh, how terrible this is. And then someone sort of came up and said, well, you know, this happens in prisons and it's a punchline.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, you're right. You know,
I don't think it's of it the thing, as a punchline.
Isn't it? The raping, it's, you know, it's a punchline in popular culture. You go to prison, you're going to get raped.
And that leads to people suspected of crimes committing suicide before they get to prison because they're so afraid of the abuse they're going to suffer.
Well, do you remember Office Space? What's his name? Doesn't want to go to a federal pound me in the ass prison.
Right. Wants that's to go right.
To county country club prison.
I understand from New Zealand criminologist Greg Newbold that it's not really part of the culture at prisons in New Zealand.
That's good.
But that doesn't mean that it's not something that we'll adopt, won't adopt, because, you know, we seem to quite like taking American culture fucked up as it is, inferior to ours as it is in almost every respect, and writing it over, you know, what we've done in the past.
Well, and the other thing that it was about the same time, maybe a couple of days before, is there was a news article that started to go around about a robber, burglar, whatever, you know, a bandit, trying to hold up a hairdresser in some Russian city.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for him, this hairdresser, this female hairdresser, was a black belt.
Oh, yeah, I saw this story.
Some martial art. Took him down, took him into a back room, chained him to a radiator or something, and then proceeded to force him to perform sexual acts for 3 days before releasing him.
Yeah.
And of course, this story, which is, you know, essentially it's a story about someone being beaten and raped
for days. Yep.
For days and kept as a sex slave. Was in the weird pages, in the funny news pages, yeah, because it was a woman doing it to a man. And there was no way in hell, if the story had been just simply gender reversed, if it's exactly the same story the other way around, never be in the funny pages. No. But then it all turns out it's probably fake anyway.
It sounded like it was probably fake.
And it's been doing the rounds since like 2007 or something.
It doesn't ring true.
No. But anyway, those two of them, I sort of read them, and both times thought this is interesting and kind of weird, and then both of them was sort of also that realization about the weird gender reversal roles when it comes to rape, that it's, yeah, that it's not okay. You know, it's not okay for women to be raped, and you can't talk about it, you can't joke about it. That's not okay. But for men, whatever, they probably wanted it.
And speaking of gender role reversal and rape, did you know that nice Mr. Key, our Prime Minister John Key's first stop in the US was dinner with Warner's executives? Oh shit. Seriously. Can't believe that dude. Can't believe that dude. Here's a story from menshealth.com. Avoiding alcohol could kill you. If you're with one of those really obnoxious people at the pub who gets testy for no apparent reason.
Right. Tell me more.
I'd have to read the actual story.
Okay. Headline was good, though.
Yeah, well, that's the only thing that I'm really interested in.
Yeah, so the headline said I should keep drinking.
During a 5-year period, I'll just read the whole thing. Up until you're 21, you're told that drinking alcohol is bad. Then you're suddenly told that, really, it's drinking alcohol and driving that's bad. The latter is definitely true, but the former, scientists aren't so sure. Case in point, during a 5-year period, do you like the way I've changed my voice?
Yeah, it's good. It's quite a news thing you did there, little pop.
Scientists aren't so sure. Case in point. During a 5-year period, lifetime alcohol abstainers were 19% more likely to die than regular drinkers. Regular drinkers are defined as having one or two drinks 3 or more days a week, says Virginia Tech University researchers.
It seems like quite a lot of drinking.
One or two, 3 or more days a week. So that could be two every single day. That's no less than drinking on 3 days a week. Yeah, that's not a little bit, is it? That's not just a little bit.
It's a fair bit of drink.
But there's a lot of weeks where I'll have a beer every day.
Okay.
And I don't know if I'm a heavy drinker.
I guess I don't drink beer, so it's different. There's not a lot of alcohol I would drink that regularly. Right.
But I mean, if I didn't have a beer, I might have a scotch and dry.
Yeah, well, if I had dry ginger ale in the house, I've got lots of scotch.
Do the kids make it disappear, or does the heavily pregnant wife make it disappear?
No, I just don't buy it. And the other thing is I don't drink because I've got, you know, small children. What's the point of drinking if you're not going to get slaughtered, eh?
Well, I don't drink to get drunk. I drink sometimes, well, usually for a little taste of something, you know, a little bit of sweetness. I don't know about drinking for the actual drunkenness. I don't know about that. Those who never touched the bottle were also roughly 56% more likely to experience coronary heart disease than regular drinkers.
That's weird. Wonder what the sample size is.
500,000 Americans.
Fuck me, really?
Yep. Yep, it's from a government survey.
That's very interesting.
Yep.
Does it specify how boring the non-drinkers are?
Well, it does point out that other powers that alcohol holds include making you awesome at karaoke.
That is true. and also pull, but there's a very fine line.
Past research has shown that alcohol can raise good cholesterol, lower bad cholesterol, and can reduce those blood problems that lead to clogged arteries. It can even lower your risk for diabetes.
This? Diabetes?
Diabetes.
Is that like... Does it say that?
No, it says diabetes.
Okay, is that some sort of clever way of referring to the two different types of diabetes at once or something?
No, diabetes is an online meme. Do I have to link to know your meme, man? Diabetes.
I don't know that. There's one. You have to link to that.
Hilarious photos. All right, fine. I will go to let me Google that for you. Diabetes.
Don't send me a let me Google that for you link. It's just insulting.
All right, here you go. Here's a link to knowyourmeme.com/memes/diabetes.
I clicked on it.
Diabetes. Look at the pictures at the bottom is the funny part, not the videos.
Why does nothing happen? Oh, because it's starting Firefox.
Why did it? Oh, Firefox is your default browser, sucked in.
Apparently, Firefox 3 as well.
The article goes on, but don't start pounding half a dozen RBVs. What's an RBV? RBVs. I don't know what that is. Don't start pounding half a dozen RBVs every night, for one thing. Mixing energy drinks and alcohol is a bad idea. So I don't know what... Oh, Red Bull vodka. That's what it is.
Really? That's abbreviated?
Yeah, apparently. Apparently. The Virginia Tech study shows that heavy drinking, defined as at least 3 drinks, 3 or more days a week. Wow, this is a really difficult window to be in.
Okay, so 1 to 2 is all right, but 1 to 2, or more...
1 to 2, 3 or more days a week.
Is okay.
Is okay.
3 or more days a week is...
At least 3 drinks, 3 man. Or more days a week.
Oh, God, it is. It's a pretty narrow.
Okay, so it can be 1 or 2 every day.
But
if it's more than 3 or more days a week. So you can have 2 6 nights a week, and more than 3 1 night a week, and you can still apply to these rules as they've been.
Right, so you could have 14 drinks if you spaced it out over the week.
Yeah.
But if you had only 9 drinks over just 3 days, then you're drinking too much.
Yes.
Okay, cool. I've got it. That's easy. Yep.
Okay. That drinking like that is worse for you than abstaining. Although not by much, and non-drinkers were more susceptible to heart disease. So even heavy abuse still makes you less susceptible to heart disease than non-drinking.
Wow, this is great.
Instead of pounding half a dozen Red Bull vodkas, instead look for healthy alcohol options such as low-calorie beer like Beamish Irish Stout.
What, really? What? It's what?
Suddenly this has turned into an ad. If you're more of a wine guy, avoid bottles with red or yellow labels. They're designed to draw your attention and usually mean the wine's not worth your taste buds.
What the fuck? It's got weird at the end.
That's the end of the article. This ridiculous advice. Maybe it's good advice. I don't know. I'm not going to do any science on it.
We should talk to what's his name, Jason Bryant. See what he says.
Madness.
Fuck, that's strange. All right, okay, cool. Yep.
Well, it should be quite easy to establish whether this is true or not. Just, you know, in a greater population sense, you can compare, you know, predominant Islamic countries where alcohol is, you know, presumably not consumed at all, with, you know, countries which are otherwise similar, but where they do drink hooch, and just, you know, see what the differences there are.
I suppose so.
Probably more beheadings and behandings and rape as a punishment in the Muslim countries, and maybe more obesity in the non-Muslim countries. But those are beside the point of this particular thing. Excuse me. I apologize.
More or less, you're prejudiced against everyone who's not you.
No, I don't trust me either.
Ah.
I'm pretty sure that my personality means I'm... I wouldn't trust me around my dinner.
No.
Now, here's another excellent article from Men's Health News. How to spot melanoma. Number one, become a dermatologist. That's pretty good advice.
I see.
Yeah, because if you're not a dermatologist, you know, or some kind of doctor, maybe you could even be called Mr. if you were... previously a watchmaker.
Yeah, or a butcher, or a
barber.
A barber, or possibly a baker or candlestick maker.
Maybe if you were a woman's beauty therapist.
Uh-huh.
You're good at waxing the undercarriage. Oh, dear, I said undercarriage. I'm sorry. I shouldn't be allowed on the show when I'm sick. Apparently, even physicians aren't very good at detecting melanoma. According to this article, physicians detected only about 63% of melanoma cases in first-time patients. This is useless, actually. This is useless.
Yeah, this article's useless. Just stop.
Yeah, this article's useless.
Just stop.
This article's useless. I'm blaming the article. It's not me.
Hey, do you reckon? See, I haven't done anything with fucktournament.com yet, so it's just on a parked, it's just a parked website.
Yeah.
But there's lots of ads for adult stuff on there.
Yeah. I think you should have articles on fucktournament.com. Things like 5 signs her breasts are fake. Things like they're too close together, they're too high up, they look like cantaloupes.
This is men's health stuff.
You can spot scars, or you can hear sloshing.
What? Sloshing. Seriously?
What? This is saline implants. Implants. You can hear sloshing. Yeah.
How could you hear sloshing unless they had air inside the?
Well, the article does point out that you might need bionic ears.
Well, you also might need to go up to a woman and say, "Hey, nice tits. Can I listen to them for a minute?
I slap them?"
Yeah, and then slap them around. I don't think that's going to work out. But anyway, there's these porn ads on my new website. Do you think I get any money from them?
No.
Oh.
I think you get no money from them. That's a parking page, is it?
Yeah.
Who did you register with out of interest?
Namecheap.com.
Namecheap.com. How much is that?
I switched all my domain names to when the GoDaddy guy went and shot elephants.
Yeah.
That was a fun time.
What an asshole. I used Dotster.
I used to use Dotster, but I found their whole back-end thing was a fucking pain in the ass.
It is a pain in the ass. I don't like that when I click the, you need to renew email link.
Yeah.
In the end, every time I do it, I'm like, fuck this. I don't trust anything that's happening in here. And then I go through and type out the URL. But when I click the link, even though it's apparently legitimate emails, it's not Dotster.com that comes up. Makes me very suspicious. It's like domainapi.com or some bullshit. It's like, what are you doing?
Oh, yeah.
What are you, a white box? But you're huge.
No, yeah, domainapi, I think. Dotster's owned by GoDaddy. Not GoDaddy. 2Cows, isn't it?
I think that's right, yeah.
But 2Cows owns I guess you'd call them imprints, I suppose. Like if they were record companies, they'd be imprints. Or book companies, they'd be imprints.
Yeah.
I think domainapi is their main back end that runs all the different front ends.
Would you like to hear about the Russell Crowe diet?
Okay.
Well, it sounds like going gluten-free is the thing. Gluten-free. The Australian actor is trying to get back into gladiator shape by going gluten-free. He has already lost 16 pounds, according to fitzlib.com. The new Robin Hood isn't the only one giving up gluten after his nutritionist discovered he had trouble digesting gluten. Tennis player Novak Djokovic switched to the diet and went on to win Wimbledon.
Yeah. Gluten, have you tried eating gluten-free, though?
No.
It's fucking hard. No. It's really hard.
It doesn't sound like it'd be any good. Because gluten is the thing that makes bread good.
Yeah, you don't get a lot of bread. The bread's not... There's a couple of decent gluten-free breads, but they're really expensive, and they're not white bread. You can't do a white bread sandwich with gluten-free bread.
Can you make gluten-free pancakes?
Yeah, totally. That's pancakes are easy. Because you can use, buckwheat flour or something. No, buckwheat's... I don't know, but... But even simple things, just if you're gluten free, like if you were a celiac who actually can't eat gluten, it's almost an allergy.
Well, 1 in 133 adults have celiac disease, intolerance for the protein, which forces them to follow a gluten free diet.
How many did it say? 1 in what?
1 in 133.
Right. Yeah, celiac can be really serious, but there are other people who are just who don't digest gluten as well. So I guess if you're just in the I don't really do gluten very well camp, then you can you don't have to be too worried about it. You just don't want to eat white bread and other high, but otherwise gluten's in lots of stuff. It's weird.
Gluten is a type of protein naturally found in wheat, rye, and barley.
Yeah, there you go. Yep. Mm-hmm. Anyway, gluten free sucks. Oh, it doesn't suck, but the lack of bread is mind numbing. Cakes are a problem too.
should you try it? Unless you have a medical reason, there's no reason to jump on the bandwagon and go gluten-free. Sure, it can lead to weight loss, but so can cutting off your legs.
Does it say that?
No.
Oh,
but so can cutting out all foods beginning with consonants.
I really like the cutting off your legs thing, because that will lead to a lot of weight loss.
Omitting gluten is just as arbitrary. That is, unless you have celiac disease or a gluten sensitivity, determining whether or not you're sensitive to the protein can be tricky, since a lot of the symptoms can be attributed to other digestive issues. People with gluten intolerance, meaning they test negative for celiac disease, still have symptoms that can include flu-like feelings, diarrhea, bloating, gas, headaches, acid reflux, and exploding, Sass says. The best way to diagnosis is to try the gluten-free diet for a few days and see if symptoms improve. So if you have unexplained diarrhea and it's because you have a gluten intolerance, you would have diarrhea all the time for your whole life, right? I mean, that's something that you'd really want to sort out.
You know, it might just be that certain foods, when you eat more, you know, if you maybe it's a balance thing, you know, you eat more gluten and suddenly your poo's a bit runny.
I would eat the hell out of it, because I don't know if I'm alone in this, but I love having the odd squirt. It makes me feel so... It feels like evil is leaving my body.
Interesting.
I want to... don't you... Sometimes you love that. I mean, because it never comes along with throwing up.
You know what? It's certainly preferable to the absolute opposite, which is the
Yeah.
The food baby. You know the one where you start and you want to stop? You're like, no, I don't want to do it.
I don't want to change my mind. I don't want to do it, but I have to do it. I don't want to do it, but I have to do it.
Yeah. I know that. It's preferable to that. The big disadvantage, wow, it's got to the point where we're talking about diarrhea. The big disadvantage with diarrhea, I find, is that you're not always quite sure if you're done.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, yes. Is there a little bit more I can, is this the end, or am I going to have to come dashing back here in a minute?
I don't mind that.
I guess it depends on what you're doing. I got into the car feeling a little funny the other day and was driving from the city back to the town, back to the shore, and I was like, oh no, I should probably pull over somewhere and go to the toilet.
Yeah.
So I went to TVNZ. They've got the worst. If you go to TVNZ and you go in just to
And how long entrance, was it after that? How long was it before you felt secure in letting go of a fart?
Well, I never feel that secure in that. You just it's always a bit of a crapshoot, isn't it? Crapshoot.
You should try being over 70, Dylan. I'm only pleased when blood doesn't come out now.
Oh my God, he takes a bad thing and makes it worse. No wonder people want to punch his face. John.
Segueing into discussions of terribly decorated bathrooms.
Yeah.
If you get an opportunity, Morgan, and I know probably occasionally you visit the fine television centre at 100 Victoria Street, West Auckland Central.
Yeah. Are you going to talk about the yachts?
Is that? Yes. And the ground floor, the little level two, but
it's inexplicable.
It is. And I swear to God, I've used a lot of toilets in that building because I mean I worked there for 2 years. I've used toilets on pretty much every level. Ones outside Rick's office, but most places.
Is there a toilet in that building in which you haven't masturbated? You don't need to answer. So now, given that it's an organization that has such a long history and all of it visual, why couldn't they find something else to decorate the bathrooms
with? The building was built in like 1988 or something. I wonder if just perhaps at some point when they were building it, they went, okay, well, all you people who have some sort of profile within the company, you each get to design a bathroom.
Yeah.
And Martin Tasker got that one.
I don't know who Martin Tasker. I know the name, but I don't know what his history is.
He's the voice of yachting. Well, the
Montgomery
isn't.
Right.
If you heard him, you'd know him. But it's weird. You walk in, it is the least reasonably okay looking toilet in TVNZ. The best ones, if you're looking for a good toilet in TVNZ, the best ones are down on level one in the media ops area, which is where the channels are played out from. They just refurbished the whole floor and they've got fancy new toilets.
Yeah.
Very nice toilets. You know what else is a very nice toilet? The ones near Bar 3 in Sky City. And actually, they're in the part of Bar 3. I don't think Bar 3 is called Bar 3 anymore, though. Good toilets.
I know the. It's like a circle.
Yeah, it's got huge.
And the hand basins everywhere. Are in the middle of the circle, and there's like urinals around part of the circumference, and then there's like little kind of almost hidden doorways into the cubicles.
Yeah. Now, what I should point out though, if you go in there and you're quite drunk, it can be a slightly alarming experience as you first enter.
Yeah. So it's disorienting. Yeah, I imagine those toilets probably more often used for coke and sex than pooping, though.
Sure, no, totally. As are all good toilets.
Yeah. My favorite toilet is always the one at home.
Yeah, I guess so. There are times when I have a visit to the toilet that I'd rather not be doing in my own home.
Yep.
If you know what I'm saying.
There's a website called poopreport.com. Poopreport.com. Your number
is that like I just had sex.com?
Your number one source for your number two business.
Oh, that's good to know. Well, I typed poo-report.com. I wonder if that's a different website. It is a different website. It's just a landing.
Highest users. The BM Newswire. All the poop that's fit to print. Man, this website is amazing.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Now that we've had this discussion, I might go and actually investigate a few toilets.
They've got sharticles.
Nice. It would be good. It doesn't actually. You can't just like log your latest poos or anything on there. I thought maybe because I don't know if you've seen. There's a website called IJustHadSex.com. I think it's IJustHadSex.com, and you can report about where
IJustHadSex.org maybe.
And the type you had, and you can do the icons, and you can look at a map and see where people have been having sex recently.
Huh. So today, one people had sex.
Just one.
And 378 from the start of the project. Humanity is in strife, my friends.
That's not... Well, that can't be the right one, because the one I looked at had a lot more than that.
Brothers and sisters, listeners, we need to have more sex. Yeah, maybe the .org is not the site, eh? Let's see what the .com has to say. The .com is just a useless default WordPress template.
I just made love.com. I clearly completely misunderstood the...
I just made love.com.
I don't know if it's... Is it still there?
Love counter, 177,230.
That's more like it.
Oh, this is more like it. A great big map, and it wants to track my physical location. Deny. Wow, look at that. Lots of people in a few places. How many New Zealanders? 419 New Zealanders.
Yep.
Let's see if they're going to give us more broken up stats. 199 Auckland, 84 Wellington, 100 Christchurch, 17 Dunedin, none Wanaka, none New Plymouth. Maybe... one in Napier.
I'm just zooming into your approximate location. Well, there's three have been in the domain.
Naturally. I've had sex in the domain.
On the 13th of October at 13th of October 2009 at 11:10. The comment is Mad Rush. It was a male and female, I think. And they did girl on top and doggy.
Right. I was probably sometime in, maybe it was like February or March 1993,
right. 1994. 20th of February 2010, we have a man on top missionary in a car with a condom, also in the domain.
Oh, I really like this site. This is so good.
The icons are good.
They're like indoor with a condom, blowjob on top, and then I don't know what this one is, this icon is. I can't tell. Hot as. Man, this site's great.
And this one gets, this is a comment down here near the Harbour Bridge. This is in St. Mary's Bay on London Street, perhaps. Fantastic is the comment. She gets super wet and is also a squirter and multi-orgasmic. And they went all over the place. They got, what do we got? There's some, oh man, that's Yeah, well, what's that one? What's that? What's in that? Oh, okay, that's just going down there. Okay, right. Oh, on a boat. Oh, it was on a boat. Oh, it must have been at West Haven.
Take a good hard look at the motherfucking boat.
Yeah.
Not many lesbians on here, strangely enough. Given what we know about lesbian bear death, actually, it's not a surprise. Sorry, ladies, yes. But, you know, if you're drawn to the sapphic life, it's a life of celibacy. Ultimately, maybe, you know, happy companionship, but not much intimacy.
Right, I'm going now.
All right, me too, because the show ended an hour ago.
Excellent.
Fish and chips, fish and chips, fish and chips.
The show is cancelled. Beep.